Good afternoon. Welcome to Looking Back Through the Files of the Bunyip. And we're looking at Wednesday, the 28th of January. And I'm down in the Kay in the Cultural Heritage Centre. Hi, Kay.
Hello, Jeanette.
And it's nice and cool down here today.
It's beautiful.
It's a lovely space and we're surrounded by Gawler's history. So,
yeah,
and
we're very lucky to use the space.
Yes, we are. And we greatly appreciate that and the support of the Gawler Cultural Heritage Centre. 150 years ago, bleached wheat. Sir, about 10 days ago, I was in Gawler and all the talk was about the wheat that was bleached with the rain at Christmas, being not fit for seed. One miller told me only 5% would grow. I have tried it and now send you the result. One, I took 100 ears of purple straw from a heap that was reaped with the machine. 99 of them grew and took root. Two, 100 grains, ripe straw wheat rubbed out of the heads. 95 came up very satisfactory. My brother farmers can try for themselves. Wheat was always the subject of discussion in Gawler.
It's what we grew on. It was the wheat and the sheep.
Yes.
They were the backbone.
Mm-hmm. And that was I looked it up last night. It was a farmer from Shiet Lock.
Oh, was it?
Yes, that wrote that letter in.
Oh, wow. Well, 100 years ago, joy rides in Gawler. Mr. A. E. Gilbert of Gilbert's Garage, Gawler, got an unpleasant surprise on Saturday evening when, after attending to some business in his office, he came outside to find that his new Oakland car had disappeared with a lapse of time of half an hour. He immediately got into touch with the police, but it was not until Sunday morning that the car was recovered. So, hopefully the car was still in good nick when he recovered it.
Parents had a Ford Prefect stolen once. This was in Ballarat. And what they would do is they'd drive down to Geelong and run them off the cliff into Corio Bay. But the car had an oil leak and the motor blew up outside the Ford Motor Factory. It was recovered.
Oh, wow.
And they replaced the motor, but, yeah, it never really...
No, it's never the same again.
So, 50 years ago, river use as dump. Rubbish from the Gawler Corporation Mechanical Street sweeper was dumped in the South Parra River, it was claimed this week. A Gawler man who works in the township said the sweeper's load was tipped over the bank near the Gawler post office each Friday. The town clerk of Gawler, Mr. Arthur Warhurst, said the mechanical sweeper's operator was permitted to deposit material on the river bank, but he said it consisted mostly, almost entirely of leaves and dirt picked up along the roads.
On the bank.
Mm. Yes.
Yes, well, a bit dodgy.
Very dodgy.
25 years ago, horror smash, Valley in shock. The Barossa community is in shock following the death of 73-year-old Cliff Nicolai and injuries to 26 students in a collision on Monday. Mr. Nicolai died from internal injuries shortly after the school bus he was driving collided with a quarry truck only a kilometre from New Utpa High School. It was terrible. Absolutely terrible day.
Yes.
Yes.
Anger started out at Gawler River, which was probably 25 years ago, catching a school bus. And at one stage, they nearly hit something and he was sitting next to the driver and luckily wearing a seatbelt. Mm. He'd been thrown through the window. Mm. And another time they got caught under boom gates.
Ooh.
And I thought they were safe on a school bus.
How could...
Yeah. Some of the stories I found out later.
Oh, yes.
Of course, I never tell you at the time.
No. It's just all exciting at the time, isn't it?
Oh, no, I think he was scared.
Was he?
Yeah.
Okay.
It wasn't exciting. I think he just didn't want to scare me.
Bless him.
Yes. Protect mum. So, 10 years ago, Lily's in the zone. When Greenock's Lily Armstrong stood up in front of a council meeting last year to talk about her research on welcoming refugees, she was admittedly terrified. But the young Nuriupta High School Year 12 student made a very positive impact, so much so that Light Regional Council decided to officially become a refugee welcome zone on Lily's recommendation, as well as name her the community's Young Citizen of the Year.
Oh, how lovely.
I think quite a few refugees do find work in the vineyards.
Yeah. Well, we have a strong refugee... Oh, not refugee, really. No, we have a lot of Vanuatans that come and live temporarily in Malala and work locally and very well supported by the community. There's some that are prejudiced, but they'll they'll be prejudiced against anyone. Well, that's it for this week.
That is, indeed. Until next week.
Until next week, Jeanette. For all life's signs.